Hello, my name is Eli Tuckman, and thank you for joining me in our study of Mishnayos Maseches Kilayim. Like with the other kinds of Kilayim, the Issur D'oraisa of Shatnez, of Kilay Begadim, is very, very specific. But there are other things that are similar to the D'oraisa that are also Asur, they're just Asur M'Darabanan. And so our Mishnah, Perek Tes Mishnah Ches, deals with the question of what actually is Asur Midaraisa? What is the Daraisa Isser of Shatnez? The Mishnah says, Ein yes Asur Mishum Kilayim, Ela Tavoy V'Arug. In order for something to be Shatnez Midaraisa, it has to be spun and woven, right? So the threads need to be spun and then woven together. The linen and the wool. Shine Emar. Lo shlubash shatnez. As it says, don't wear shatnez. How does that teach it to us? Chazal learned that the word shatnez is actually hinting at three things. Davar shehu shua tavui venuz. Sha'atznez. Shua tavui venuz. There are three steps that have to be fulfilled in order for the midaraisa. Now, there are many opinions about exactly what's going on here and exactly what the steps are. And what is required to make something Asur D'oraisa. And the reason that this is important is that this is an Isur D'oraisa that is applicable bizman hazeh, whether it's in Eretz Yisrael or in Chutz La'aretz. And that is not true for most of Seder's Rhyme, right? So this is really pretty much, you know, since Brachos, the first thing that we've run into, which is applicable to everybody all the time at a D'oraisa level. And so it's important to understand the exact parameters. Now, Mishnah doesn't really provide us with that level of detail. It's important to learn that at a deeper level. But our Mishnah is just talking about the kind of the very basics. And as I said, It's a very significant machlokes rishonim. As always, we in discussing this Mishnah will use the interpretation that seems to me to be the clearest and the easiest fit for the Mishnah. And in this case, this is the Rash. And the explanation of the Rash actually is also the same as the second interpretation of the Bartanura. So, Shua Tavoy Enuz. What are Shua Tavoy Enuz? Shua means combed, right? The first thing that is done to process either wool or flax is that the fibers are combed out to make them very, very clear, drawn out fibers, thin, straight fibers, untangled. And the next thing you do is tavoy, which is spun. We spin them into threads. The flax will be spun into a linen thread, and the wool would be spun into a wool thread, right? And finally, nuz, woven, right? Put into a loom and woven with kind of basically the cross up and down, in and out weaving that creates a fabric. So in order for it to be shatnez midoraisa, the wool and linen must have all three of these steps, right? Shua, Tavui, and Nun, Nuz, each of them. And at least one of these steps must be in combination. So at a minimum, right, we have to have wool that was combed and then spun, and linen that was combed and then spun, and then that linen and that wool were woven together, right? Alternatively, obviously, I guess, if that's shatnez, then certainly if the combing and spinning is done already with the wool and flax together, so you have a thread that itself has wool and flax in it, so then obviously that's also going to be kilayim, and then once it's woven into a garment, that garment cannot be worn. The fact that a string is in of itself is shatnez is not so relevant because you can't wear a string. But if it then is attached to another garment, then that becomes a problem. Now, Rabbi Shimon Elazar disagrees with the Tanakhama, right? But it's not at all clear whether he disagrees about the definition of the Isser of Shatnez. What is clear is that he disagrees with the Drasha, right? The Tanakhama had said, you know, the word Shatnez teaches us this Shua Tavlinuz. Rabbi Shimon Elazar Omer, I have a different Drasha from that Pasuk. Naloz umeliz huas avishir shemayim alav. The word naloz and meliz come from essentially bent or twisted. And so Rabbi Shimon Elazar says, when you wear this kilai begadim, right, then it's sha'at noz. When you're wearing this stuff, it is bent or twisted. So you have done something which is a bent or twisted of nature, and you, by doing so, right, Mail is who is Aviv Shabbat Shemayim Alav. You cause Hashem to have to twist your judgment and not in a positive way. So Rabbi Shimon Elazar says this pasuk tells us it's a very bad thing to do kilayim. You are essentially twisting nature, and God's response to that will be by twisting your judgment in an unfavorable way.